Thursday, 1991, and we're at the library, the Bradford Public Library, interviewing Aida Catania. And present is Joe Fink.
Yes, present.
And Irene Moriarty is here, present. Nice to see you here. So we'll begin the interview by discussing with Aida a little bit about her background. I'm going to let Joe ask these questions now because I'm going to take the recording.
They always called you Aida, but we always called you Aida.
That's right, because they couldn't pronounce it properly.
Yeah.
And so.
So if you don't mind, I'll call you Aida.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, would you start with your grandparents coming?
Yeah, well,
where
my,
they originated
no, it
from?
Was my dad who came first.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to New York and he worked at the Waldorf Astoria as a cook. But he lived in France for 13 years. And then he went home to visit his mother. And they picked him up to serve in the army for 18 months. It bothered him quite a bit. And then from there he came to New York City. And then he didn't like New York City. It was a little bit rough, so he moved to Toronto and worked at the King Edward as a cook. He was a soup chef in New York. But and then he met a family by the name of McMurtry. He worked for them in the butcher store. So then he started up a butcher business on, I think it's Elm Street in Toronto. And my uncle, my mother's brother, came from Italy. This would be 1904. And my uncle, Mr. Covello, I imagine a lot of people knew him.
Charlie.
Right. And he came from Italy in 1905, I think. And then he didn't like looking after himself, so he sent for my mother, who was just 20. And she came over, and she met my dad, and they got married in 1906, I think it is.
Now, did they meet in Toronto? Or?
In Toronto, St. Pat's Church on McCall Street in Toronto. She was married there. And they had the butcher store for a while. And then he and my mother's cousin, they bought the Catania, well, it wasn't the Catania farm then. I don't know who owned the farm on Bathurst Street where the Catanias live, you know?
Yeah.
You know that farm.
Yeah. East of number, or south of number.
Yeah. So the cousin, my mother's cousin, went back to the old country and my dad took over. And in 19... let me see. This would come to about 1910, they moved there to the farm. In 1911. My grandparents came over for a visit. My mother's father and mother, they came over for a visit. And on the boat, there was a Polish boy and a Jewish boy fighting. And one threw a boot at the other, and he ducked and hit my grandfather in the stomach. And 10 days after he got here, he died.
Oh, he was injured that badly.
And my grandmother then stayed with my mother. She never went back to the old country. They had a brother there, and he took over all the property.
Was anything ever done about that?
No. That happened on the boat. And, of course, at that time, you know, they'd put you, if you were sick, they'd put you in quarantine and maybe you'd get sent back. And he wanted to make sure he saw my mother, so he didn't complain. And I guess what happened, the rupture of the bowel or something, I don't know what happened, but it was peritonitis that killed my mother. So we lived there until 1918.
That was the end of the war.
Yeah. And we came to Bradford, and we lived where LeBlancs live now. We rented that place. But we had bought the house there where James used to live. That used to belong to the Skinners. And this farm, all this farm, there were 49 acres, I think. And the house on Church Street, where James lived, where I don't know who lives there. Yeomans live there.
Yeomans, yeah.
Whereabouts on?
You know where Yeomans used to live?
I don't know. Right.
You know the corner here at Church Street?
Yeah.
And then there's the house
all
next
apartments.
Door. And
all
I think it's
apartments.
All apartments. And then there's Lapierre next to that.
Oh, yeah.
And we own that whole little
right across the road from where it built
yeah.
West.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And there was quite a big section of land there, and my father bought this place, and so there were no buildings here. The house was over there, but this was just 47 acres of land. Some of it was cleared and some of it wasn't. So the hill over here where it's all populated.
What was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's name was Cavello.
Cavello.
Yeah. That was her brother, Charlie Cavello. They call him Charlie, but his name was Secondo, which means second.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, Secondo? Oh,
yeah. You, everybody
Roger.
Called him Charlie.
Charlie,
Charlie
everybody
yeah.
Called him Charlie.
Pardon?
Did Charlie come to Bradford at all?
Oh, yes. He was out in Vancouver, and then he, well, after he got married, he went to Vancouver, and then he came back to Bradford.
Is he the one that had the shoe?
That's right, and he used to make harness.
Mm-hmm.
He used to make the whole harness, the collars, everything. You remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You remember that. He was a good...
Ida Cavello, you remember Ida?
Ida Cavello's father.
Oh, Ida.
Bruno, the artist.
Yeah.
Bruno's an artist, you know. Yeah.
Now, Bruno is a brother, is he?
Bruno is Ida's brother, yes. Mr. Cavello's son.
Son, I
see. Yeah.
And they lived on John Street.
John Street, there, right where the IGA is.
Yeah.
Between the IGA and that little house that your cousin of yours built, Art.
Archie, yeah.
Well, isn't that?
You said they lived where the IGA used to be?
There used to be a little house in between where the Kilkenny's house.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was thinking of Kilkenny's,
yes.
it was west of Kilkenny's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was west of Kilkenny. Yeah.
And they had the first store they had, it was where Harvey Curry had a seed store.
Yeah.
You remember there? And then Corrigan, I think, bought it from my uncle.
Oh, I see.
And he bought the E.P. Snow place.
Yeah.
Remember Mr. Snow was
Mr.
there?
Mr. Snow, yeah. Lived up in...
Well, at the back where, what's her name, Gordon.
Yeah, where Gordon
Roy
is,
Gordon
yeah.
has his
Across
office
the old
now.
Liquor store.
Yeah.
And Church, John Street.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
And then Mr. Curry, who built the barn down on the farm for us, Harvey Curry's father, he built the barn down on the farm for us, and we sold that to Catania's, and then we moved to Bradford. And he built the barn here, and we had the house on Church Street. Well, then my father didn't like the animals being away, too far away from the house, so then Mr. Curry built us the house in 1921.
Now, what house is that?
The house right up here on Holland Street, right in front of the, between the Bell Telephone and the apartment building.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, we built that, Mr. Curry built that in 1921. I think the barn was built in 1920.
$3,000. $3,000? Build it, imagine. That would be a lot of money back in
that
day.
That was quite a bit of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, that was a beautiful house in the 20s, too.
Yes.
It was a funny thing. At that time, there were so many houses built, we'll say 1900, then there seemed to be the lag, and then 1920, there seemed to be so many more houses that come along. They just seemed to always come in groups.
Mm-hmm. You remember George McDonald?
Yeah, Geordie.
Yeah.
Wee Geordie.
Well, he built the foundation both in the barn, and the stones came from up in the hill because my dad broke that land up there, and they're, on the 24th of July, or May, the town would say to him, how would you like to blast some dynamite for the 24th of May? And my dad would put dynamite underneath these stones and bang early in the morning and make one heck of a racket. And then he would have the stone boat and he'd bring them all down into the lane, and George would come up, John, and he said, would you bring me a couple of loads to wherever he was building a foundation? And $2 for a great big load of broken up stones, and they most of the houses, the older houses, had stone and cement foundation here.
Was that the steel stone boat that we used to use for the sleigh riding on or tobogganing on?
Yes.
And where would you do the tobogganing?
Down the hill here.
Down the hill.
Oh, yes.
And then they had a little
you'd
pony.
Almost break your neck. Remember the Billy, our pony?
Yeah, they had the pony to pull the big heavy steel stone boat back up the hill again, then we'd ride down. I think we'd only get about 2 runs in the morning or something.
Why couldn't you have found something lighter than that?
Well, you know.
You couldn't go as fast.
No. And then you'd put more people on it.
Yeah.
And my brother August used to make bobsled, you know, the two, and we'd start up at the public school, and at noon hour, nobody better come down.
That was it. No, what is it?
Lover's Lane, we called it, or Blue
Street.
Yeah,
and you'd come from the school and end up in Webb's Corner.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You know, we were down that hill. I bet you it wasn't any more than a minute or two.
And we called it
Lover's Lane. And you know, I don't think anybody walked up that street at noon hour.
It wasn't safe.
It wasn't safe.
That was Moore Street.
Of course, you know, there weren't that many cars. Sometimes you go past the main street, mm-hmm. you know, into the main street, and you're worried sick of somebody.
You probably could have gone down underneath the cars. They were hiding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we had a lot of fun. And we were just talking the other day. Rose told me, you know, the Williamsons, Bob Williamson,
yeah.
and Margie, and what was the other?
Dorothy.
And I remember they used to call my brother August. Well, my brother's name is August, my oldest brother. My grandmother used to call him Gusto.
Oh, was that where you got
yeah,
the
Augusto
from?
Yeah, Augusto, but she would shorten it. And so Bob Williamson used to call him Goosey, Goosey. And poor August, he would be so, and one day there, we were coming up that street, and right in front of Fred Cook's mother's house, he just gave him one good punch and knocked him out. And I thought he was dead. I thought, oh my gosh, you killed him. And he said, but he's not going to call me Goosey anymore.
So maybe we could get into your...
Your like brother. My brother August was born in Toronto. Yeah. And I was born on the farm on Bathurst Street. And then there's my brother Frank was born on the farm. And my sister Laura and Lena were all born on the farm.
Well, we were all born down there.
Yes. Yeah. And then Leo was born here on Holland Street, the house in Holland Street.
So you had five in your family?
Six.
Six. Oh, count yourself.
There's
yeah.
Frank. Yeah. The Frank's next to me.
Yeah.
And Laura, Lena, and Leo. August, me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Most of the families run six in those days, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes.
It's funny, you know.
Well, I remember Dad coming home, and he's out talking to Hartman, you remember?
Yeah.
Out in the family. And he says to me, he said, I've got, I don't know what it was, seven boys, and everyone's got a sister. And he said, my gosh, 14?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, got one sister. One girl. Yeah, he thought that was funny.
Maybe you could tell us then about each of them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like what August is doing.
Well, August is retired now. He was a painter, what do you call it, paper hanger, painter, or whatever. He's retired, and Frank, of course, is retired.
Where
he's,
are people
he's, August lives in Toronto, around Wilson and Jane, you know, around there. And Frank, of course, lives up at Guildford, or I guess it's called Lefroy, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he spent 6 months there and 6 months in Cape Coral.
And he married?
Jenny
Zervogel.
Yeah. August married Eleanor Hamilton.
Did they have any family?
No family.
And Frank has?
Frank has three girls. There's Anne, who married Bart Vanderdunk, and Betty Lynn, I don't know her husband's name. I haven't seen her for a while.
I haven't
that awful.
Either.
And then Betty Lynn married Ben Leeshout, or
Lindy
Lou.
Lindy
Lou,
married
yeah.
Ben Leeshout, John.
Well, Betty Lynn was divorced, so, you know, I'm.
Yes, I think that happened when we lived down on the
yeah.
apartment of
yes.
Frank.
Yes.
That
yeah.
Lynn was
and then, of course, I married Jim Catania.
And you have?
I have four, three boys, one girl.
And they are?
And Vincent. Don't have to tell what they do or whatever, do you?
That'll be interesting. I mean,
he's a mechanical engineer.
Your family's done well.
Mm-hmm. And he's working, he lives in Burlington. And then there's Lorene. She's a high school teacher. She graduated from the University of Toronto, I guess. Vincent graduated from Waterloo. And Lorene is teaching alternate school now, which is...
What is that?
Well, they're dropouts, they're ex-convicts, they're people who have want to go back and get their grade 12 and never had their grade 12. Last year she had 27 students, 24 graduated.
And this is in Ottawa.
This is in Armpryor now.
Oh, it's in Armpryor.
Yeah. And two of them went to college, so she's got quite a few off the streets, you know. It's, yeah. She loves it, but it is getting a little bit much, you know. She teaches grade 12 and life skills, you know.
Big class, isn't it?
Well, this year last year it was a bit much. This year she's teaching all day now. Last year was just half days. See, the government pays for them to go back to school. And they, the government really have a caseworker that gets them a job. And they work a half a day. Half a day they go to school.
Keeps their interest up.
Yeah. And if they don't attend, well, then Green has to put the report in that they didn't show up. And they get paid so much a day to go. It's about approximately $191 a week they get to go back to school. And this is something new. I think Lorene's been teaching now 3 years. Maybe over 3 years.
That's the answer. Mm-hmm. Teaching, maybe.
But it's taking a lot of people off the street.
It's
now,
right,
if they're on welfare, you know, it's costing.
Yeah.
And if they're in jail, it's costing.
Costing.
Right.
Yeah. No matter where they are. And so many of them are on drugs, eh? Don't be surprised.
Yeah. You know, about $70,000 a year it costs to keep somebody in jail?
Yeah.
It's not ridiculous.
Isn't it?
And
so
then, who else?
What about her family?
Lorene has, she's got two adopted children, mm-hmm. Mark and Jane. Mark is 21 now, but Jane and Kelly, they're still going to school. And then, I didn't tell you about Vincent's, did I?
No.
Vincent has two boys and a girl. And they've got two at the University of London, and Jeffrey, the oldest, is a computer engineer.
And they're doing very well.
They won scholarships. He won the Canada scholarship, the $5,000 scholarship, you know.
Jeffrey did,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And what else? And Ginny and Jamie are going to University of Western Ontario. Jamie's he's taking up mechanical engineering like his dad.
And does she work?
No, he's in his third year, so he has another year to go.
No, but the mother's
Vincent's wife is a nurse, yes, she works in the doctor's office. And her name is Mary Sue Cresson. I'm going all over the place.
We're sticking to, we get a lot of this family history.
Yeah.
Which is really
and Lorene's husband is Robert Deckard. He's a Kitchener boy. He's a graduate of the University of Guelph, and he works for Farm Credit. He works in Ottawa. It's Farm Credit.
Philip.
And who do I go to next?
Is Philip the next one?
Yeah,
Philip
is a doctor, graduated from Western Ontario. He graduated in phys ed and medicine. So he's specialized in sports medicine in the Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, is he family?
Yes, he has three girls. Mm. Beautiful kids.
That's where you'd been spending your time.
Yeah, 2 weeks I was up
what
there.
What are their names?
The girls, the oldest one is Amy, Natalie, and Lauren, Lauren, named after Lorene, you know, changed it a bit. And Peggy is a physiotherapist, his wife is a physiotherapist, and she does help him in the office. She's a graduate of Western, too. Newmarket girl. Her name was Collie before she was married. Yeah. And Denny, he's an air traffic controller.
Where is he in North Bay?
He's in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, he is now.
Yeah, he graduated from Durham College in Oshawa.
aeronautical engineering, or whatever you call it, I don't know.
Does he have a family too?
Yes, he has a boy and a girl, Allison and Joel. Joel plays goalie. Oh, he's so big.
Is he?
Oh, he just stands in the net and nothing goes by him.
Now, you did miss asking about Ida's sisters.
Yes.
When you were taking the
we can go back to that.
We went as far as Frank.
Well, maybe we better finish with her little family and then go back.
I think that's the end of
that. Yeah. Well, that's the end of my family.
Vincent, Dennis, Laura. Oh yes, we did them all. Vincent, yeah. Philip, Dennis, and Lorraine.
And Lorraine. Mm-hmm.
But her name is spelled differently, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Spelled?
Well, she, yeah.
She spells it. With
she called. She shortened it. I mean, they called her Lori. This is what they call her,
yeah.
Lori. But her name is Laureen.
L-A-U-R-E-N-E. Yeah, E-N-E. I thought it was spelled differently than most people.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can go back to that Irene. Maybe you could.
Would we go to? You missed Laura.
Oh yes,
and
your
Lita.
Sister.
Well, yeah, Laura. And she married Hilda Boley. He was a doctor. He graduated from the University of Toronto, and they lived in Mount Forest first. Well, he was overseas. He went to Fort William first when they got married, and he worked with the Gillis clinic up there. And then, of course, he was called, you know, and he went overseas with the Irish Regiment. I don't know too much about it, but anyway.
So he was in the war then?
Yeah, he was overseas. He was in Italy. England and Italy. And then after the war, he was in England for a while. He worked in the hospital there for, with mm-hmm. the returned soldiers. Yeah. And then he moved to Mount Forest when he came back from overseas. He thought of some doctor's practice out there. I don't really know whose it was. And that's where he met the Symes, the Syme family. They had a drugstore there. That would be Mr. Syme, the printer, the man that run the Bradford Witness.
Oh.
And his brother is a druggist was a druggist. I don't know where they are now, but he was a druggist in Mount Forest. And that's where Hilda met, you know, the Syme family, where it knew where they came from and that. And he was there for a while. Now, I don't remember when he moved to Guelph. Because, you know, the hospital wasn't, you know, he wanted to get into surgery a bit. And he died in, Lorraine was married in January 1965. On the 16th, on the 19th, he took a heart attack. And on the 19th of February, he died, 49 years old.
That was...
That
was your Laura's husband.
Laura's husband left three girls and a son.
What year was that?
1965. Yeah. And he left three girls and a son. Do you have to have their names?
Oh, if you can remember them, it would be nice to know.
Oh, I remember them. But
what are their names then?
Okay, Diane Carlton. And now she has a daughter who is partially blind, and she is an artist. And she has to lie down on the floor in order to paint. She has to lie down so that her face is right.
Mm.
And she lives in Owen Sound. And the college there bought her painting, paid $1,200 for it. And she has been to Ottawa and spoke to disabled people about her work. And she was on the CBC here about 3-4 months ago. They were, interviewing her. And she's practically blind. She can't walk on the street by herself. But you should see the paintings she can do. You know, it's wonderful, you know, when people... And she has a son also that's an artist.
His Sean and I, and Sean and Ryan. They're Diane, Sean, and Ryan, Gail, and Andrea. Andrea is an artist in Toronto. These are Diane's sisters and brother.
Now, these children, how old would they be when he died?
Oh, well, Hilda was 7.
Oh,
and there's 3 years between each one. 7, 10, 13. No, wait a minute, more than that, because there's 6 years between Andrea and Hilda. Andrea would be 13, 16, 19 when he died.
Pretty young.
Yeah.
Try to raise on her own.
Yeah.
Now, what are the other, have you other sisters besides
Yeah, I have my sister Lena, who lived in Sudbury. She was married to Clarence Clark from Bonhead.
Do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
He used to work at the garage.
Yeah, he worked for Dunbar Graduate.
Yeah, that's who.
That's where I called him Kai.
They call him Kai. Yeah, I've been calling him Kai. Well, then he moved to, when they got married, they moved to Sudbury, and he worked for McLeod's Garage for quite a few years. And then the city of Sudbury opened up the airport, and I don't remember when that was.
I don't remember either.
And he was manager of the airport until he retired. Alina would know. And they have a daughter, Marie, and she lives in Sudbury. And she's married to a Donald Desjardins,
French Canadian.
Yeah, the mother was Finnish, but the father was French.
Clarence is dead.
Clarence died, yes. He had Alzheimer's disease. He had a terrible time. And then there's my brother Leo.
Leo has the business here.
Yes, everyone knows Leo here. And he has 2 boys and 2 girls.
Oh, there's Johnny.
John and Larry. Elaine and Marlene. And they all live around here. I think everyone knows them. I think John's president of the Lions Club,
yes,
is he?
Yes, he is. And his wife was Anne.
Tizzard.
She was a Tizzard.
Yeah.
Who did Leo marry?
Leo married Evelyn Davis from Stouffville.
She's a lovely one.
Yeah, she's nice. She's a pet.
Yeah, she
is. And
what about the other ones, Larry and...
Well, Larry has 4 girls. I don't know their names because it's so hard to keep track of them. But he has 4 girls, and John has 2 boys and a girl, and Elaine has a boy, and Marlene doesn't have any children. And I think she teaches at this little, she works here at this nursery school here.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's still there.
No, she married?
She married, Nonheimer, is it? No, wait a minute, not Nonheimer, something like that. They're related anyway. You knew where the old library was?
Yeah.
Okay, who was the
Alzheimer,
lady behind
her? Alzheimer?
Alzheimer, I guess
Alzheimer.
It is.
Joe Alzheimer, isn't it?
Son, yeah. His name is Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stevie.
That's
and,
the name I've been driving.
Yeah. And Elaine married this Nasser, and but she's divorced. And John married Tizzard. And Larry married Kel, isn't
yes.
she a Kel?
Frank Kel's daughter.
Frances, yeah, Fran. I guess her name is Frances. Nice girl, very nice girl. They have 4 little girls.
Oh, yeah.
I think the oldest is 9.
Oh, boy.
4 girls.
What about Elaine?
A lot of girls in our family.
Mm-hmm. What about Elaine?
Pardon me?
What about Elaine?
Elaine's a son, and his name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, I think there's something. I don't know how you spell him, because he was...
It's a biblical name, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
I remember
the biblical.
Yeah.
Who did Elaine marry?
She married a Nasser boy,
oh,
you know, yeah. His name was Nasser. But they're divorced now, so.
Good
bad things, you know, happen in families.
Where did you go to school when you went, when you lived on the, pardon? Where did you go to school?
Well, we lived on Bassett Street, you know, like, it was very, we didn't talk English too well. We talked a dialect called Piemontese. And, you know, our neighbor by the name of Sweezy lived next door.
Jack Sweezy?
Yes. Well, Jack Sweezy, it was his cousin.
Oh, yeah.
There were two Sweezys. There was Jack, the one that got killed here on the road, and then there was the Isaac Sweezy. And his wife, what was his wife? She was a Tate, I think. But anyway, then Mr. and Mrs. Tate moved in next door. And of course, you know, we talked the dialect at home. We didn't talk the real Italian. It's a, it's like a French dialect, because we come from near Turin, near the French border, you know. And there's a dialect. Well, pretty near every town in Italy has a dialect, you know. But this is very similar to French. It's one of those things. And so you know Kathleen. Did you know Kathleen Harrison? You know Kathleen Harrison. Well, her mother, Mrs. Taylor, taught us. And she, you know, that I think that school burned down twice while she was teaching there.
Did it?
Yeah. And her husband.
Where's the school?
You know, the Amsterdam school. It's right. Oh. I think it's a house now.
It's a house now.
You know, who was living there? Sador? Was it in that right by the track? What was his name?
Jess.
Sadler.
Jess Sadler. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And the school burned down twice. Yeah. And so then we walked, we used to walk to the Tissard place, you know, by the river. When the school burnt down, the school, the kids, Mrs. Taylor and everyone, had to walk to the bridge to go to school.
Well, was that school not, you know, this little red brick school that's along by the railway?
Well, that was burned.
Well, that's the one you went to?
Yeah, yeah, when I first went, yeah. And then it was burnt, so then they rented, the school board rented this house. And we used to walk away up there. So then Mrs. Taylor lived where the Steins have their house, you know, in that house. So she decided that it would be better if she had her living room made into a schoolroom, and I guess she could rent it to the school board, and the children wouldn't have so far to go. And I remember, I was quite small, and Harold, you remember our Tate, Babe Tate?
Yeah,
you remember
Babe
Tate?
Yeah.
Well, his brother Harold used to give me piggyback in the winter time because I'd be lost in the snowbank, he said. And he'd give me a piggyback ride to school. Oh, dear. You know, I guess, well, they were all boys. I guess I was the only girl, and they were taking care of me. But anyway, she taught school there, and, you know, she was left a widow. Her husband died. Well, I don't remember. He died. He had TB, and he died. They came from England with you, and she was a beautiful lady.
One you really like lady. Her.
And then they moved. Did they up on?
They
remember right back of the
David Street.
Yeah. They bought the O'Brien house.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Miss O'Brien.
Mrs. O'Brien's house.
And then they had. Didn't Mrs. O'Brien have a?
She adopted a Kathleen O'Brien.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then don't forget that Curly Madron. You remember
Curly
Madron? Well, they adopted him too, you know.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Kathleen O'Brien's still living.
She lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been to her place?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Rose and I
Rose
went down for 2 weeks.
Went down.
To California.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still living. Yeah.
San Diego.
Lorene went down to San Diego for a conference.
Did she?
Yeah, well, the prime credit, you know. Right. And so she went down with Bob, and she phoned her. And so she said, you know, come on over. So Lorene went over one day, and I guess she got a taxi, went over, but there was no one home. So then she left a note, and Kay phoned her, but then, you know, it was time to leave to go back, so she didn't see her. And she was quite disappointed that she hadn't seen her.
What was Curly Madron's right name?
That was his name, Madron. His first name, I couldn't tell you.
Everybody called him Curly.
Wait till I tell you. It's a funny coincidence. When my father came from New York, he boarded at Curly Madron's aunt and uncle. Could you believe that?
Oh.
And she was French Canadian, Curly Madden was French Canadian.
Yeah, I knew that.
And he married a Metcalf girl, didn't he? Helen. No, Helen.
The oh, I thought he married a Mapes girl.
He married a Mapes girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was her name? Sadie.
Sadie.
Sadie?
Yeah. Wasn't it Sadie?
Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie.
What was the one that married Gab?
Jack Gab's wife was...
Ella.
Ella, yeah. Right.
Now this Mapes, is that the one that's related to Eileen Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lived in the Joe LeBlanc house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They lived there. They bought the house after we moved out. Mapes has moved in. That.
You lived in that
yeah,
house?
Yeah, we long. Lived in there for
no,
a
I've
little
lost
while house. Until we could get into the Sinclair house here on or the Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
The Skinner house on Church Street.
Where was Joe's house?
Joe who?
Didn't you mention Joe?
Joe LeBlanc. Well, that was
that's the, where
that's
Joe
that's
LeBlanc lives now.
That's
you know where he lives now?
Yeah, well,
that was the Mapes' house.
Yeah, that's up on...
That's John and Essa, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
John?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Essa? No, it's not Essa. Toronto Street.
Toronto Street. Yeah, I know where you mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we lived there, and McKay's lived up in the hill. You know Isabel Spence's grandparents? They lived up on the hill. You know where Mrs. Ansley lived up there after.
Yeah.
You know.
Right at the very
and,
far end.
At the back of our house, there was a barn. So when we sold the farm down there, we brought a cow up. And my mother had this terrible flu that they had, you know, in 1918. And Mr. McKay used to come down and milk the cow because he didn't want my grandmother to do that. And he used to teach me a little bit of Gaelic and he used to say, come hasha. And you'd say, hackaman. Are you supposed to say hackaman, sir? And she used to make McKay used to send out great big round loaves of bread to my mother because she was sick in bed. Oh, they were good neighbors. And that
was
Isabel Spence's grandparents.
What was his first name? Do you remember?
Was it Isaac McKay? I don't remember, really. Isabel, no, she's down in the nursing home.
Is this Dr. McKay that we have in Bradford?
I don't think they're related.
No relation.
No, I don't think so. There are a lot of McKays, you know, there was...
Yeah, there were dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And how long did you attend this makeshift school in?
Well, then they built a new school again, you know. In the meantime, I moved to Bradford. Eh?
So you went to Bradford?
Because I was born in 1911, so, you know, I would be about seven. I only went the year, maybe a little over a year. About a year, I guess, down there.
And then you went to Bradford?
And then
puppy
I went
school.
To the Bradford Puppy School, yeah.
Who was your teacher then?
Luke's.
Oh, Luke's?
No, married Margaret.
Davy.
Yeah. Leona. Was it Leona Davy?
Davy, yeah.
Wasn't the Bradford Public School about the center of that?
Oh, right up on the hill.
Yeah, right in the center.
Hill.
Because last week we were discussing that, and they said it's right where the school is today.
Yeah.
But I think it was further.
It was over.
Further east.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right in the middle
the
of the thing.
School?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You remember the school?
Yeah.
You?
Do you remember Dr. The veterinary Stevens?
Stevens, yeah, and he lived across the road.
I tell you what, if you drove out of the parking lot, right at the back of the Catholic school, if you drove out of the parking lot, you
the
school
straight would be right,
right in
there, right.
It used to be the cement sidewalk right. Went up, which nobody ever used.
No.
It was very important looking.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
The law, it was long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
side
trees,
maple
trees
sides.
On both sides, yeah.
I can remember.
And I remember. Joe Gray and Archie Davy and Earl Younger. I don't know where they got this snake. And it was it was an awful size. And he, you know, he had a branch with a sort of a fork and had that snake there. And I guess it was dead, but I didn't know it was dead. And he was chasing all the kids in the school with the snake. And, of course, Mr. Lukes was very upset. And I guess, I don't know what happened. But anyway, first thing we knew, he threw it in Dr. Stevenson's house on the roof to get rid of it. It was up on that roof. I don't know what happened to it after, you know. But I was just a kid.
But that scared the daylight.
Scared the daylight out of us. But they were always in trouble with Mr. Lukes, you know. And at the back, they wrote once at the back of the school, because he gotten, we knew, the kids knew who wrote it.
Yeah.
But nobody would say. Nobody was going to squeal because you'd think, well, they're going to get after us. After. And they wrote, J.H. Lukes, go to hell. on the back of a school. Oh, and he wanted to find out who did it.
And
nobody, no one would.
He was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. He was the principal.
And they didn't like him very well.
Oh, God, no, nobody liked him.
Well, Jesse Curry taught there then.
Oh.
And Leona Miller, Leona Davy. And, Miss Tyndall, is it?
Yeah.
Tyndall?
There was a daughter, wasn't it?
Yes, she taught there. Yeah.
Reuben's daughter. Yeah.
And I remember August going to school and.
Elizabeth Tyndall, I think it was.
Yeah. What happened was, you know, because you talk another language at home, maybe, and he would be reading, and instead of saying and, he would say Tom and didn't pronounce the D.
Oh, yeah.
So they got after him, and he. They put him back three classes in one day. One just put him back, another one put him back, and that really fixed him, I'll tell you. He didn't care about school after that.
Man didn't believe doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This Tyndall house is where Dr.
Hecking
has got his office.
That's right.
Dr.
Right. She was nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Miss Tyndall and Leona Davy, and, well, Jesse Curry when he taught, I think, a year, and then she went on to teach high school.
That's Harvey's sister.
Harvey's sister. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
they said
yeah.
the other day that Harvey was a teacher at one time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But his nerves, you know.
Nerves went
on,
yeah.
No. And he's a beautiful pianist. So was Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse
yeah.
Curry was just a beautiful pianist.
Well, there'd be another teacher, wouldn't it? Because you had four rooms in the school, wouldn't there?
Yeah, there were four. There was Luke's, Miss Tyndall.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Davy and
yeah.
And it was hard for Leona because her brother was his buddy.
Would that be Jim?
Archie Davy.
Archie
oh,
Davy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
he
Joe was. Gray. And Joe Gray had a blue eye and a brown eye. You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. And they had the grocery store
on the corner
where the Village Inn is.
Yes. That was
you
a beautiful grocery
store,
yeah.
The
and then there was Benrose. There were quite a few grocery stores in Bradford. There was Benrose
yeah.
and Douglas. You know, and Mr. Mills, you remember?
Yeah.
He ran the butcher store.
He lived up next to Water Towers.
That's right, that's right. And when we moved to Bradford, McCann's lived up in that, where Bob Evans lived, McCann.
That's
and he got Bill Fuller.
Yeah, I just
remember, and he was one of these, what do you call those boys?
Bernardo
homeboys.
Boys.
Homeboys.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Come in off the Ritchie farm.
That's right.
Frank Ritchie farm.
Yeah. And I remember they used to deliver milk. Well, we delivered milk in town when we bought this farm. We were just kids and we delivered, well, we had the farm and we delivered milk.
Now, how would you deliver that?
We had a pony.
Oh, you had
we
a
had a pony and we used to, well, you remember
yeah,
the pony.
Bologna, yeah.
And we used to deliver before we went to school.
But
what
would you have jars?
No, no, they were milk bottles. They were milk bottles and used to send the Eatons to get the caps that would fit. And it wasn't pasteurized milk then, no. It wasn't pasteurized milk. But we had a Jersey cow and some Holsteins and it was, you know, that's the way. And Mr. Cade down here delivered milk too, you remember?
Yeah.
And Peterman's.
Peterman's, yeah.
Peterman's delivered milk.
And
then,
when you're talking about the, maybe getting away from South. But coming down Lover's Lane there
yeah.
with the wagons and that, well, churches were coming up and they were delivering milk there.
Yeah.
And where Belfry lives now, we run into churches with the wagon and upset the milk and churches wanted to pay for the milk. But you know what it was like trying to get money out of kids in those days.
Yeah.
Smash the wagon. Everybody was hollering for getting out of the road. They never got out of the road.
That's right.
That was the end of the milk up in the hill that day.
I remember my father going into Webb's, and he was mad at somebody. And Jim Webb said to him, you know, John, it's better to keep quiet. We're all related to one another in this town. And he was saying somebody made him mad. He make me mad. He said, John, you better keep quiet. We're related. We're all related to one another. Well, I guess they were. The Webbs and Collingses
yeah.
and
Collings and the Saints
yeah.
and.
Well, how were you related? You weren't related to the McKenstries or Collingses or any of those.
Yeah.
Collingses.
Collings were. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Collingses were related. See, a Collings married a saint.
Yes.
So then the.
And the
Collingses
churches.
Married to the McKenstries and.
And the churches.
And the churches. Well, you
yeah.
see, my mother.
And Reeves. Your dad was the brother to these people. Yeah.
To Sadie and
Mrs.
Jane.
Armstrong.
Yeah. Mrs. Armstrong, yeah.
The three of them used to go for walks together. You remember?
They always
the
did.
Three sisters.
Yeah, always Saturday night.
What three sisters are you talking about? I've lost you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who?
What three sisters went walking?
Well, there was Mrs. Reed.